welcome our preacher for today. Welcome. Please appreciate her, encourage her as she moves forward to come and preach the word of God.
Praise God. Good morning. Calvary greetings to everyone. Our theme for this month is Be Still. Be Still. So let us all stand for the reading of the Bible. It was actually already read by Sister Judith. But once again, let us read Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3, and then 8 to 11. Verse 1, can we all read together? Okay? 1, 2, 3, go. God is our refuge and strength, and a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountain shake with its swelling. Verse 8, come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. Verse 9, he makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Verse 10, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Let us pray. Abba, Father, unto your hands we commit the preaching of your word. We pray, Father, that you will speak to us, O God. Father, thank you, Holy Spirit, to take control. In Jesus' name, this is our prayer. Amen. You may all sit. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I came from a country which is surrounded with sea. That's the Philippines. It's an archipelago with 7,641 islands. Amazing. God's creation. Amen? And among the 7,000, it's only 2,000 are named and inhabited by people. 5,000 are yet to be named. So we have a lot of islands in our country, and it's a beautiful country. It is a beautiful country. But let me read one verse first before I go to the bad. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Amen? Imagine the Lord can create that beautiful island in my country. We're surrounded by lands. We cannot see the other countries. Unlike here in Congo, we can just cross and then it's Rwanda already. No, for us, we are in the middle of the sea. And we are separated by sea. No, different islands. 4,400 islands. And every time I go home, this very picture here was just last January. We went island hopping with my family. That's my husband. We went to a very small island. There's no house there. It's just surrounded by trees and all those rocks. They called it the Wishing Island. And then this very one was last 2 years ago. We stayed there overnight just to unwind. And the other one was just January, and we're in the middle of the sea swimming. So that's how beautiful our island is. This very picture, we slept there. But I cannot sleep. You know why? I can hear the gushing of the water. You say you can go there and be silent, but you cannot meditate even because of the harsh gush of the waves. You know? And you know that our island, we experience at least 20 typhoons every year. That's per year. Our island, the beautiful Philippines, is wiped, devastated by typhoons. We also have at least 811 earthquakes every year. Can you imagine? That's how we live in the Philippines. So every time the typhoons land in one island, we help each other rebuild again the island. The next, after 3 months, again, the typhoon comes. We rebuild it again. That is in the Philippines. Okay? So, this typhoon, we can liken this one in so many troubles in our lives. There may be many troubles in your life that devastates you. That you don't even want to wake up in the morning and just want, no, I don't want to live anymore. What can be the storms in your life? There are many storms in our life. Yeah? But we thank the Lord for He says in Psalms 46, verse 2 and 3, therefore, we will not fear. Amen. As in the Philippines, we continue with our lives. Who has visited my country? I think Sister Judith. Thank you so much. You visited our country. Wonderful. When you land in our airport, the only face you can see are smile. We smile. We continue with life. Though we are devastated with typhoons, you can see floods in my country. Earthquakes there, earthquakes here. Even in the mountains, no? We have a lot of troubles. Yeah? But the word of the Lord says, therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its water roars and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. We continue with lives. But how about you? What are those typhoons and what are those earthquakes in your life that devastate your life? It might be the insecurity in Goma. We used to be walking around and we don't have problems. Now we are afraid to walk. Maybe they will arrest us. You know, we cannot leave our house unlocked because somebody might loot our things inside the house. There is insecurity everywhere. Can it be sickness? Whatever storms it is. Relational problems in your life. Broken families. All these things can devastate us. Yeah? We can't even think well. Because we think a lot of things we wanted to solve all our problems. It might be poverty. Yeah? But the good news is, He is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in trouble. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah! Amen! The verse 1 of Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge. He is our strength. He is a present help in trouble. So every time we are in trouble, let's call upon our God. Amen? So, what kind of news are you listening to? What kind of news are you listening to every morning? I have a very big TV in the clinic. And every morning, somebody used to put it on CNN. But I don't want to listen to CNN. I don't want to listen on news because what can I hear from news is that war here, war there, calamities there. Yeah? All this news make me worried and anxious. I cannot sleep. How about you? The same, yeah? And when my phone rings and I say it's the number of the Philippines, maybe something happens in the Philippines. There might be an emergency. I'm worried. You know what happened when we are worried? We'll become depressed. We used to be okay, no hypertension, but hypertension comes. Gastritis comes, pain in the stomach. Those are the results of anxiety and all. Now we feel sick. We keep on hearing negative news. And even here in Goma, every day we see news in the social media. They're coming again. I will not mention the name. They're coming again and they're coming again. Yeah? So we became anxious. Are you anxious? I was here during the time when there were 3 days, 24/7 gunfire. Are you all here? We're all here, right? That time, I cannot sleep. Actually went to bed because I was so tired with my helmet and my flak jacket. It's so heavy. And then somebody knocked on the door. Tak, 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 tak. I wanted to stand up. I couldn't stand because of my helmet and all my jacket. It was so heavy. But I need to put it on because of the continuous gunfire. So those things, you know, it can make us sick. Yeah? We need something good news. How about you? Do you need good news? Do you want good news? Yes, we want good news. So the good news is the Lord is saying, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. The Lord is telling us, be still and know. Why is the Lord saying, be still? Can you be still when things are just, you know, chaotic in front of you? Huh? Can you be still like this? Of course, you run away. Yeah? You run away and hide. But this is what the Lord is telling us. Be still. And know that I am God. Because if we keep on trying to solve our problems, God will say, okay, it's up to you. I cannot be your God if you are doing your things. So be still and know that I am God. Amen? So let us read different Bible versions of this verse 10. According to Amplified Bible, be still and know, recognize, understand that I am God. In Amplified Bible Classic Edition, it says, let be and be still. Let be and be still and know, recognize and understand that I am God. New American Standard Bible says, stop striving and know that I am God. Stop striving and know that I am God. That's the meaning of be still. Another version, Christian Standard Bible says, stop fighting and know that I am God. So those are the meaning of be still in different Bible version. But let us see the meaning of be still in Hebrew. It came from Hebrew word rapha. That means to be weak. Other words says, reduce your speed. Slow down. To let go. Let it happen. No? You cannot stop it. Just let it happen. To release. Essentially, the meaning is surrender. Let us surrender everything to God. Can you stop them? Those who are coming, you cannot stop them. But let our God be God in this place. Amen? Hallelujah. So, what is really the meaning of be still? There are two meanings of be still. One, it says stop fighting and striving to surrender. Another meaning is be silent or be quiet. Meaning do not make ways to solve your problem. Do not think on how to solve your problem. Just let God solve it for you. Amen? Is that good news? Yes! Hallelujah. For our God is supreme. He is sovereign. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Be quiet and know that He is God. Be quiet to know that God has the supreme authority and He is sovereign. He has the power to govern all things. Amen. Know that God is in control, that He is powerful, that He is backing you up in every problems, in every trials in your life. That He is, I am who I am. He says in Exodus chapter, He says it in Exodus chapter 3 verse 14. He said, I am who I am. I am who I am. I am who you need me. I am your provider if you need me. I am your protector if you need me. I am the solution of your problem if you need me. I am the salvation of your family if you need me. I am the school fee if you need me. If you don't have school fees for the students. Amen? So He said He is I am. And He is supreme. He has all the power. He is in control. Amen? If you can remember the story in Mark chapter 4 verse 39 to 41 where they were in the boat, in the small boat, the Jesus and the disciples, they were sailing, but the storm came. So all the disciples were in panic, but Jesus was just sleeping. So they woke Jesus. Lord Jesus, don't you care? We're perishing. They were asking Jesus. And what Jesus said? Peace, be still. That's what the Lord was saying. Amen? And what was their reaction in verse 41? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey Him? Who can this be? He is our God who is in control. He is our God who has a supreme authority. He is our God who has a sovereign God. He controls everything. So can you just close your eyes right this moment? Close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. Say, Lord, thank you for you are in control. Take control of everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So actually, I know that we all long. We all long to feel this type of deep and lasting peace. But do we really have peace? Huh? When I sleep in my bed, because I have been in that bed for more than 3 months now, it's a folding bed in the clinic. Right away, I'm not sleeping in my house. I'm sleeping in the clinic since that time until now. Even our pastor David has been sleeping in his office. Our sister Judith has been sleeping in her office. We don't go home. Not because we are afraid, but because God has given us the mandate to pray every night for Goma. That's why we are there. So I cannot sleep in my bed. I don't know you. Even you, Lord, I'm praying every night. But when I come to my bed, I still check, turn here, turn there. We cannot really, you know? Do we really believe that God is God? Huh? Sometimes we try to solve our problems, no? But the Lord is saying here, stop striving. Be quiet. No, be still. How do we do that? Verse 8 says, come, behold the works of the Lord. This is how to be quiet. Because we cannot be really quiet. We try to think. We try to solve our problems. Yeah, we say, yes, thank you, Lord. We read the Bible. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are the Lord. You are the God. You are the God I am. But after that, your mind will be moving again. And then you think on how am I going to put food in my table? How am I going to send my children to school? And all those problems in our lives, right? Amen? But it says in verse 8, how can we stop striving or be still? Verse 8 says, come, behold the works of the Lord. Has the Lord done so many good things in your life? Amen! Can you try tell the person beside you, God has done a lot of things in my life. Can you tell the person beside you, God has been so good to me? Please tell the person beside you, God has been so good to me. I'm still alive because of God. Hallelujah. Amen? So God is good. We have to think of the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is doing good things in our lives every day. Amen? Hallelujah. Now I can see smiles in your face. You're not anymore sad. So this is the way how to be still. No? Think of the goodness of God. Think that the Lord has been really doing a lot of things in our lives. Amen? Yes, praise the name of the Lord. There are 4 ways to be still. And know that He is God. Number 1, consider the nations all over the world. And stop watching TV. Stop reading the social media. Now refuse to receive bad news. Amen? Because it will make you depressed. That's why I don't want to put on the TV on CNN or Al Jazeera or whatever. Yeah, I don't want to hear bad news. So number 1 ways to be still and know that He is God is consider the nations. Be reminded that God is in charge. Amidst the turmoil, God is with us and will deliver His people. Amen? And we know that all things work together for good, Romans 8:28. Hallelujah. Whatever happens in our lives, amen? Even what is happening here in Goma, God has a purpose. Amen? God is removing those things that will not make Goma move. That will not make Goma progress through this situation. Amen? So, number 2, look outward, outdoors. Go outside. Don't stay most of the time in your offices or in your houses. Go outside. See the beautiful sky. Look at the trees, the different colors of trees. Leaves. Look at the caterpillars. The beautiful butterflies around. You know, when you look at those, you will just praise the Lord for His creation. And you will forget all the negative things. Amen? Number three, look at the people around you. Consider how God has worked in the lives of our friends and families. Consider the changes in their lives. Me, I'm so blessed to be here. I'm blessed to see all these faces. It's been a long time that I didn't come back, but I can see faces and I can observe that there are changes in their physical body. Most of them are already. And really, no? If you look at the people around you and talk to people and they will testify on the goodness of the Lord, you will see that the Lord is good. Amen? Amidst a turmoil in Goma, God is still good. Amen? So, look at one another. Speak to one another. Okay? Encourage one another. Amen? And number four, look inside yourself. Look inside yourself. What works has God done inside of you? How has He delivered you? What peace has been brought to you? Look at yourself. If God has not been so good and if God is not supreme, can you still be sitting there? No, how many people died during the January? Thousands. But praise the Lord, you are still here. Amen? Hallelujah. So those things, just be still. And God says, I am God. Yes, you are not God. He is God, not you. So don't try to solve your problems. Give it to the Lord. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. So, my last slide. Our current situation in Goma is in verse 9 to 11. He makes war cease. Amen. Hallelujah. But Christians in Goma, let us be still and know that He is God. Let's keep believing. Let's put our trust in the Lord, that the Lord is going to do good things in Goma. Amen? And He's doing it. You just don't see it, but He is doing it. Amen? God has been answering our prayers. And verse 10, be still and know that I am God. Verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Can we say that to ourselves? Verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen? Praise God. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for encouraging us, oh Lord God, that You are working, Lord God, things, good things in our lives, Lord. Thank You, Father God, for commanding us to be still. Help us, Lord, to put our trust in You. Help us, Lord, to surrender everything to You so that You can do what You need to do, oh God. We declare, Father, You are sovereign. You are in control. Father, thank You. This is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. We thank God for the sermon. It was very clear. I don't need to repeat anything. But if you forget everything, just remember that God stills the storm. Sometimes He lets the storm to rage and He stills the child.